Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Mark Squire. The New Testament reading for today is from 2 Timothy 1, verses 1 through 18. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher and apostle and teacher, which is why I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. You are aware that all who are in Asia turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he arrived in Rome, he searched for me earnestly and found me. May the Lord grant him to find mercy from the Lord on that day. And you well know all the service he rendered at Ephesus. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Dear saints in Christ, the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, a young pastor ordained by Paul himself during his journeys of mission. As we just heard, Timothy was the son of Eunice and grandson of Lois, who both catechized him from the time he was young. When he grew and encountered Paul, Timothy assisted Paul in his missionary journeys, as we see in the Acts of the Apostles. Timothy was dear to Paul, as we see throughout his letters. It's in this letter especially that we see Paul's care for Timothy and for the ministry of the Word. Tradition holds that this is the last extant letter we have from Paul, written in Rome near the end of his life, which came by martyrdom around 68 AD. Paul writes to encourage Timothy. But this is not an encouragement for Timothy simply because Paul will be gone when he's martyred. This is a reminder and a blessing for Timothy, and for us, to be strengthened in Christ Jesus. Notice how often Paul exhorts Timothy to continue in what he has learned, the word of God which he clings to in faith. In this reading, Paul gives Timothy three reminders of where his strength comes from. It's creedal, if you think about it. Paul reflects the first article, where we confess God as the maker of heaven and earth, when he writes, God gave us his grace in Christ Jesus before the ages began. Creation itself is an act of love and grace. Even more, God has Timothy in mind and in his plan before he ever spoke a word. And he had you in mind, too. As he often does, Paul's words reflect the second article of our faith, where we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, when he writes, which has now been manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Jesus' ministry is centered in the Word of God. When Jesus tells the ears of the deaf man to be opened, the man hears. When Jesus tells the lame man to pick up his mat and walk, he is able. When Jesus tells sinners that they are forgiven, their sins are forgiven. When Jesus tells the dead to rise, they wake up and get up. In our own sins, we are deaf and blind, lame and dead, but by the command of Jesus, we are forgiven and we are restored. The grace that is in Christ Jesus comes to us as a gift through the Word and through the sacraments. Jesus speaks to us through His Word, and Jesus raises us, we who have been killed, crucified with Christ, to new life in baptism, even as we are raised in His resurrection. Jesus fills our empty souls with His body and blood in the Eucharist. And finally, Paul's words reflect the third article, where we confess the Holy Spirit in Christian church, when he writes, "By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you." It's ironic that the very gospel of grace is the reason we suffer in this world. But we share together in suffering. How? Because of the gospel by the power of God. The fact is, God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of strength and love and self-control. This is what it looks like to have the Spirit, to be a part of the communion of saints, to have the forgiveness of sins, and to be strong in the hope of the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, continue in what you have learned and confessed and believed. The God who created you has redeemed you in Christ, and even now is sanctifying you in His Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Almighty God, you show mercy to your people in all their troubles. Grant us always to recognize your goodness, give thanks for your compassion, and praise your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.